that timed out well. Just now I was able to do a little bit of research on that note about how the 2010 Bills played 16 1 o'clock Sunday games.
And in those days, kids, there only were 16 games.
Yes. Thank goodness. Who knew how fortunate we were that there wasn't one more game that year to sit through. So, 2010 Bills, no Western road trips, no night games. Their international game was in Toronto, which was at a sun, didn't play in the morning. Toronto, that'd be funny. Stay 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's also the local time.
Some of those games were in that series at 4 o'clock, I remember. But this one that year was 1 o'clock.
And there was a night game. At least one, the Jets or the Dolphins, one of those was a night game.
Yeah.
Thursday night. So, 16 1 o'clock games. That's happened three other times since the 2000 season. That's as far back as I went. The 2010 Browns, same year. And then in 2023, Atlanta and Houston, and those would have been 17-game seasons, so they wouldn't have been all their games. But, you know, if you're not taking Western road trips and you're not good,
right,
nobody really cares about you to watch you, then you get that. And the 2018 Bills, Allen's rookie year, came close. 15 1 o'clock games. And the only non-1 o'clock game was a Monday night home game against New England, where he didn't play. Derek Anderson would have played, right?
Oh, right. He was, yeah. All right.
That was a Monday night home game against New England 7 years ago. Might seem like more. Allen was on the team, though. And every other game they had that year was 1 o'clock. I don't know. I feel like that's impossible now.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bills this year have 7 1 o'clock games and 10 other. I mean, I know they're not on the West Coast. It's only possible. Like Denver this year, I see, has 2.
Right. This would have been a year for the Bills to do it. The furthest west they go is Houston.
Right.
But they're too good.
They're too good.
Too good. They're not going to get 1 o'clock Sundays.
No.
But they did. It lined up. They avoided Europe, too. So this was maybe as close as we'll get to it during Josh Allen's career.
Probably. Do you think you know the schedule yet?
No, I definitely don't. No. I know. What do I know? Like, without looking at it. I know the opener is Baltimore. I know week 17 is Philly. I know that they close with the Jets, like I wanted, because I wanted that, and I know that they got it. I know that the Chiefs are week 9. I know the Bengals are, I don't know. They're like 3 weeks before the Eagles. So they're week 14.
Correct. Sounds like you know the home schedule really well.
Well, those are the marquee games. The gap from one to the next to the next to the next stood out to me when the schedule came out. So I kind of have it. I know Carolina is before the bye.
Yep.
Because they have the bye after, and then... After. Oh, sorry. They have the bye, then Carolina, then Kansas City.
Right.
You said earlier, so I got a clue from today's show. Miami is primetime week 3?
Correct.
That's a Monday night?
Thursday,
okay. One week in the season different than last year. They played week 2 last year on a Thursday night in Miami.
In Miami.
Yeah. I think that's all I've got, like, really buttoned up. And I don't think I would have had the Miami thing if you hadn't said it a few hours ago.
It might have been yesterday, but yes.
Okay. Well.
New England, week 5, Sunday night, is good here.
Mm-hmm.
With the boat thing, the boat flap yesterday was Stephon Diggs. Most of our attention, maybe everyone's on him, was centered on that. But there was a report either yesterday or recently that week 4 is best case scenario for him. Maybe we should have said that yesterday about him, that he's not healthy.
Right. That he wouldn't be participating if he were at OTAs anyway. He could be rehabbing, though.
Yeah, but he wouldn't. And, like, we were talking about, this is a mistake on my part. Like, we were talking about Drake May and, you know, sort of getting timing down with him. He's not going to be running routes, though.
Right. And furthermore, the correlation you make is, oh, he's on a boat, he's not at OTA. So there's not a timestamp on that video that I saw anyway. I don't know when that exactly was.
Oh.
It could have been before the OTAs even started. You know what I mean? It's not like he was on a boat with some pink powdery substance that's probably some sort of illicit drugs and flirting with all these women while he should have been practicing football. You know, but
well, they know we know he wasn't there, though.
Right, we know he wasn't there. But I'm just saying it's not a direct corollary. But the point that he's not healthy and probably wouldn't even be participating, at least not fully anyway,
in drills
matters. He could be there lifting weights,
but Vrabel didn't talk about him like it mattered, like the injury right. mattered. I mean, he didn't couch Diggs' absence with like, well, he's not ready yet anyway. At least yeah. I didn't hear him say it.
No, I didn't
Maybe
either.
He said it, but I didn't hear him say it.
Yeah.
So that could end up being like his first game. Week 5.
Yeah.
That's what they're talking about. Week yeah. 4, week 5.
Yeah.
New England, I mean, were we talking about them at this time yesterday maybe? I really don't need to be doing that. But their schedule, we did this the other day. This is New England's...
It's pretty cozy, isn't it?
It's the second easiest in the league. The Bills are near the top. I think it's San Francisco 1, New England 2 for schedule difficulty. Pick the Patriots, okay? So let's assume no digs for at least the first three games.
Okay.
Home to the Raiders. Favored? That's out there, actually. I could look. Unless... an injury precludes that from being posted, but the lines for every game.
I would want to pick a Patriots win there.
I think they'd be favored at home against the Raiders week one. Who are the Raiders? Who do the Raiders think they are being favored on the road in week one against anybody? Come on.
I mean, Geno Smith.
I like Geno Smith.
I know.
I like the Raiders. I like all of it. I can't believe they'd be favored, you know,
okay.
against too many teams.
All right. So 1-0
at Miami.
I'll try to be objective about this. I don't like Miami at all this year. I'm kind of bullish on New England, but I'll say loss. It's a road game in the division.
Home to Pittsburgh.
Win.
We got to get back to the Steelers.
2-1.
Because that there's more like sort of different reports around the like Jonnu Smith. Maybe they want to trade for Jonnu Smith. There's another report, like they want to trade for somebody. They want to add somebody. This could be like a Rodgers demand,
it,
too.
Yeah, well, is it Alan Lazard? or did they already do that?
They have not done that. I think he is the Jets still.
Yeah.
You might have to trade for him. Because wasn't there that one report like the Jets would be willing to move Alan Lazard? And like this is just like in so many fantasy right. leagues I'm in where people announce that their players are available. Like, why would they not be?
Right.
What do you think the assumption was here? Oh, you wouldn't trade anybody?
Especially Alan Lazard? I don't know.
I mean,
I'm available to breathe today. I'm planning on doing some breathing.
Before we get back to Bulldog picking the Patriots, everyone, you do not need to post in your fantasy leagues chat that you would trade a player. We already know. If you wouldn't, you're doing it wrong. We already know. All my guys are available, okay? There, I said it. Every player on every team I have is available. You don't need me to post it.
But who's your core?
I don't care. The hardest guy I would have on any team to trade would be Genty right now. I made a big move to get Genty in one, and like that would be almost impossible. But 99, Bulldog with the notebook, 99.9%. All right, 2-1?
2-1.
Home to Carolina.
3-1.
At the Bills.
3-2.
At the Saints.
4-2.
That's a 4 o'clock game, by the way. Change your pick?
It's the corpse of the Saints.
The
I
Patriots
still like
of the Saints
Patriots.
Is at 4? Okay. At Tennessee.
5-2.
Home to Cleveland.
6-2.
Are we?
You get the idea?
You get the idea?
The so schedule's the Patriots, not that challenging.
The Bills had better beat them
yeah.
in that week 5
yeah.
at home.
Yeah.
New England has, and your losses here are at the Dolphins and at the Bills. I mean, the other one's at the Dolphins. Certainly not
no,
possible.
No, it doesn't have to. Yeah, I had to work to say that.
All right, so 6-2 is New England's record in this.
Yeah, that's their start.
Version of events.
Mm-hmm.
Home to Atlanta.
I'm going to go loss. I think the Falcons are going to be good.
Okay.
I'm not even, I'm not, a, I, I'm a little, I'm, I'm sort of bracing for week six when the Bills go there. Do I have that right? Yeah, week six when they go there, for the Falcons to be like 4-1 or something. And like, the surprising Falcons against the perennial division-winning Bills. Like, that's that game.
So, want to do them next, then?
I'll give them a win in New England. So where am I now?
Falcons will be off a bye that night, by the way.
Oh, come on, sure.
15 days.
All right. 6-3, is that where I am now?
You're 6-3 at Tampa.
Loss. 6-4.
Home to the Jets, Thursday night.
7-4.
At the Bengals.
7-5.
Home to the Giants on a Monday night.
8-5.
Bye week.
8-5.
Home to the Bills.
8-6.
At the Ravens.
8-7.
At the Jets.
9-7.
Home to the Dolphins.
10-7.
10-7, New England, and you over in the back over here. Do you feel like you were sort of normal toward them? You tried not to be too bullish.
I don't think I was overly. I am smitten. I'm conflicted. I can't stand Vrabel, but I hold him in high regard. Like, part of the reason I can't stand him is I think he's excellent. So
there it is.
I like the coaching staff. I like the quarterback a lot. But no, I wasn't trying. I don't think I'm being a Patriot fanboy. Or anything. I'm trying to be honest about it, which is why I tagged them with a loss in Miami, even though I think New England's going to be better than Miami.
Fair.
So that I wasn't trying really hard at all there, and that's 10-7.
That's how it sounded, yeah.
So
you know what you want to do?
Bet they're over.
Bet the over, bet the playoffs. 10 wins doesn't have to make it, but usually would.
Yeah.
And that's with the Bills sweeping them.
Right, so I'll have the tiebreaker on him if I need it.
That's right.
Things completely derail here, and the Bills have the same record as the Patriots. At least they've beaten them twice, at least in this scenario.
Well, that's 10 wins, and I think you would take 12.
You mean for the Bills?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would. I hope for better, but I would take 12. Sitting here today, I would take 12.
Not a massive difference.
No,
That's an interesting race.
Two.
It's two different.
Yeah.
That's an interesting race if that's what happens. It's a good race.
Yeah.
The Patriots, if they get to 6-2, they'll be relevant.
Mm-hmm.
803-0550 for your thoughts. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.